This bill would modernize and streamline Pennsylvania regulations that apply to our landline telephone companies. Many of those regulations that exist in our public utility code have been in place for decades. However, we have seen sweeping changes to the technology and communications landscape, making these costly requirements unnecessary. So, as noted by the chairwoman, the bill would permanently waive regulations from 52 PA Code Chapter 53, Sections 53.57-60, which are tariff filing requirements for incumbent local exchange carriers. Section 53.85, which regulates paper billing fees, and all of Chapter 63 and 64, which deal with standards of billing practices for telephone services. The Commission would retain oversight as it pertains to customer complaints, 911, relay service, slamming and cramming, and universal service. The Commission would also be required to review its telecommunications regulations every 3 years and eliminate all regulations that are no longer necessary or in the public interest. So when we began this journey, Pennsylvania's landline telephone companies were over 15% of voice subscriptions in the state. Currently, they now represent less than 10%, and they are subject to a strict regulatory framework based on outdated technology that is no longer being used by the majority of Pennsylvanians. And let me be crystal clear. Senate Bill 85 is not full deregulation. The obligations to provide voice service, rate regulation, and other quality of service metrics are all accounted for in this bill. Now, just 2 weeks ago, $200 million in taxpayer funds and $200 million of private sector funds were released for the deployment of broadband infrastructure. We anticipate another $1.16 billion of taxpayer funds coming very soon with a dollar-for-dollar match from the private sector. Now, more than ever, it is imperative that we make the expansion of broadband infrastructure as streamlined, efficient, effective, and easy as possible. We have the funds, and now we must do our part to ease restrictive and burdensome regulations that will allow companies to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime funding opportunity to provide access to the most rural and needy areas throughout this Commonwealth. And with that, I would like to thank the chairs and the members of this committee for their consideration. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.